Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love, goodness, and mercy, and we thank you for the revivals of the past and the move of the Spirit in revivals to come. Father, as we look back at Cane Ridge and we see a move of the Holy Spirit in America, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for a new move of the Spirit within this country and on this planet. We thank you, Father God, as we honor your word, and we thank God, we thank you for those people who were obedient to your word, obedient to come to this place and places like it because of a hunger for God. Thank you, Lord. We'll be inspired by the story and stories we hear today on this episode. In Jesus' name, amen. You're in for a treat today. We're talking, and this is episode number 3 in our series on a visit to the Cane Ridge Meeting House. Today you're going to meet Kurt. Kurt is a pastor from Lexington, Kentucky, down the road from Cane Ridge. This man has a heart for God. And in this, we're going to break this up into 2 episodes, this interview. And in this one, you're going to hear his story. And then you're going to hear his heart of worship as he sings with his guitar in Cane Ridge Meeting House. And we worship and we talk about what God is doing in his life and in the church today. So this will close at the end with his song and comments. All right, Joanne and I are here with someone else we've met in Cane Ridge Meeting House. It's incredible how God puts people together and people who are wanting his heart. And I've just spent a glorious time. I wish I'd had the recorder going with Kurt here, who is from Lexington, Kentucky, and a pastor. And he was playing guitar and singing with a friend of his in the background when we were interviewing Randall and Nancy. So he's so graciously agreed to share for a few moments his heart and maybe play us a little bit of worship music as well. So, praise God. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. It's an honor. I mean it. This is a really beautiful setting. I know it's hard to, you won't be able to pick that up on the audio version of podcast, but sitting here in a 200-year-old building that represents just the ways that the Lord has moved so supernaturally in the past. And it's been cool. I came up here with a guy who insists on being called, he's actually the prayer pastor at our church, but he prefers to be called the little prayer intern. That's what he and he wanted to come up here and just spend some time this afternoon. We just had a little bit, and so it was beautiful that we got up here at the same time all of us kind of arrived and with the same heart, you know, same yearnings.
And Kurt, you've been here before. You've been to Red River and here to Cane Ridge.
Yes, sir. Yep, sure have. This is, you know, it was, I guess when I was 17, I heard a pastor quote John Wesley. And somebody asked John Wesley, who's this little 5'3" guy. And I'm 6'9", so I'm about as opposite of a of John Wesley as you can be. I'm neither British nor tiny.
John Wesley,
somebody asked him, he said, you know, he changed the world.
Yeah.
And he said,
yeah.
Somebody asked him one day, like, how on earth have you as this little guy changed the world the way you have? And he said, well, every day I'll wake up and I'll light myself on fire and the world just comes to watch me burn.
Amen.
I heard that at 17, and the Lord, I was reflecting on this even this morning, like the Lord lit a fire in me that I've not found a way to put out. And he set a yearning to see revival manifest itself
in
my daily life and my surroundings and any community I get to be involved in, the cities that he calls me to dwell in. And for years that looked like kind of being nomadic. And I was kind of bitter at church and pastors for a long time and asked the Lord to give me an opportunity to live a reconciled version of the things that had hurt me and broken my heart. And I felt like a real simple way of doing that would be, well, what if I just read about the life of Jesus and try to reenact it best I can, you know, which is probably, you know, you're never going to go wrong if you try to reenact the life of Christ. But all of a sudden that started getting really practical. And I realized the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Yeah. And I thought, okay, Lord, I can do that. And so I became part of a small church plant. And they asked me to become one of their leaders and elders. And so in becoming a pastor there, I said, Lord, I got to do this the way you did. And I felt like he gave me the invitation to have no place to lay my head and to become a homeless man. And man, just learned beautiful lessons in dependence. Told people my whole life I went to God for the big things and Walmart for the little things, and suddenly I had to go to him for both.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so beautiful to learn to lean and to learn to just to need him and to recognize that no matter how much I'm assuming I need him right now, even as I say that out loud, mm-hmm. I'm underestimating my need, my yearning. Like one thing I praise him for all the time, I say, Lord, thank you for saving me from the 38-year-old man that I would be right now without you.
Yeah.
You know, like, man, just the, what he's done, what he saved me from, but he's always a God who's far more enthusiastic about what he saves me into than what he saves me out of.
Yes.
And just loving what it means to be a person that leans into that need every day.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. So for me, a lot of times what that looks like, I tell people, I would much prefer praying with a guitar in my hand than without one.
Yes.
Just my favorite way to pray. And a lot of times that'll take melodic form. And sometimes it rhymes and fits within the within the chord progression. And sometimes it doesn't. That's fine too. But I'll play one for you. This is something that I've been just singing to him. I get to work part-time at the Lexington Prayer Room in Lexington, Kentucky, and get to steward some prayer times there with a community. And this is something we've been singing in the Lexington Prayer Room. And
great.
So I'll hope that it gets contagious and becomes a cry of the hearts of people that get to listen to this even outside of Lexington now.
Yeah.
We wrap our praise around your preferences. We wrap our songs around your heart. We wrap our praise around your preferences. And it's all for your glory, oh God. I love everything about you. I wouldn't change a thing. I love everything about you, Father. Everything. I wrap my praise around your preferences. I wrap my songs around your heart. I wrap my praise around your preferences. And it's all for your glory, oh God. I love everything about you, yeah. I wouldn't change a thing. I love everything about you, Father. Everything, everything. I love everything about you. I wouldn't change a thing. I love everything about you, Father. Everything. Oh, everything, oh Lord, yeah, everything, oh Lord, yeah. Oh, everything, I love everything about you, everything, oh, yeah. Wish I could love you like you love me. Without these hesitations in my heart. Wish I could love you like you love me. Cause that's the love that you deserve, oh God.
wish I could love you like you love me. 'Cause there's no hesitation in your heart, no, boy. Wish I could love you like you love me. That's the love that you deserve, oh God. I love everything about you, Lord. I wouldn't change a thing. I love everything about you, oh, I do. Everything, oh, everything, yeah. I love everything about you, Father, yeah. Oh, I wouldn't change a thing. I love everything about you, Lord. Everything, oh, everything. 'Cause everything that I've ever learned about you has made you more worthy of my love. And I've never learned a thing about you yet that hasn't made me love you. Oh, I've never learned a thing about you yet that has not made me love you more, oh, love you more. And the more I learn about you, I can't help you. Oh, the more I learn about you, I just can't help it. I love everything about you. I wouldn't change anything. Everything about you, Father. Everything. Everything. Everything.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I love that. That's something that I tell my wife that sometimes I'll say, you know, it's unique to me because there are things to learn about me that are really great. There are, you know, places in my heart that I think are that the Lord has made unique and special. And then there are things that people can learn about me that will be like, oh, really? That's true of you? Like, oh, no. You know, like, oh, I hope for better. You know, at least that's the experience I've had with myself, unfortunately. And one thing I love about Jesus is there's only good things to learn about him.
Yeah.
Like, I never have learned any facet of his heart that has not made him more worthy of love than what I knew previously. And that, like, if the reality is sanctification and the work of his Spirit, which is more effective than I will ever be at running from sanctification, that if that's true, then that means that, like, I'm going to know a more complete, a better, and a fuller version of him today than I knew yesterday, yeah. Which means that every day of my life, based upon the reality of what I know and what I trust that his Spirit is doing in me, that every day of my life, I will have more excuses to love Jesus than I've ever had before. Mm. And because I trust his work in me, more than I trust in my own ability to run from it, I can trust that I will be more like him every day of my life. Yes. Which is...
Whew. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcast. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.